Shabbat Shalom. We all sin. Now, I don't mean that we all accidentally hurt others, and we all, without knowledge of all the facts, make mistakes. We do those things. But we're all human beings, weak and frail, and on occasion, when someone says something not nice about someone we're angry with, we join in that conversation, even though we know it's not the right thing to do. On occasion, we are faced with a choice. We know in our hearts what the right choice is, but it's too hard for us. The easy way, even though we know it's the wrong choice, sometimes we choose it. Each of us has moments like these that we'd rather not shout about, share about, moments we're not proud of. There's a blessing in the morning that we say before the Shema. We say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, praised are you, Adonai God, ruler of all that is. Yotzer Ohav Rechoshech, Oseh Shalom Ovrei Etzakol. God, you make light and dark. You make peace, you make goodness, and you make everything. Now, it's poetically confusing. Light and dark, and peace and everything. You would expect to have the opposite. And in fact, the original bracha was written, God who makes light and dark, who makes peace, and who makes evil. Praised are you, God, who makes evil. It was decided that it was too hard for people every day to say, to thank God for making evil, so they changed the word to say everything, but the implication is still there. Thank you, God, for making evil in this world. Thank you, God, for making us weak. Your cousin's waving at you, Eitan. Say hi. We say, thank you, God, for making evil in the world. In fact, there's a Hasidic idea that on Yom Kippur, you sing and dance the whole day. Instead of acting the day in sad sorrow, contemplation of everything we did wrong, you should be happy and thrilled because God not only made evil in this world, made us weak, made us know that sometimes in our lives we were going to not be our best selves and make choices we are not proud of. But God gave us the ability to change the effect of those choices. The effect of a sin is to hide God's presence in the world. It adds a little more evil, a little more incompleteness, a little more the opposite of peace. But when we notice these moments, when we truly feel embarrassed that we let ourselves choose that easy way, when we repent, when we apologize, when we ask for forgiveness, the effect of that weak choice, that weak moment, is actually to make the world even better. Because maybe someone else will then say, wow, if he or she can look at their weakness and say, I'm sorry, maybe I can do it too. And if I did it once, that I was able to look at that time when I'm not proud of myself and really, truly apologize to myself and those I hurt, maybe I could do it again. Maybe I can keep it going. The Hasidim dance and cheer and sing on Yom Kippur because they know God gave us the ability to do tshuva, to do repentance. God gave us this chance to take our weakness, to take our poor choices, to take our easy choices, and instead of doing evil in the world, to have them do more and more good. Rambam, Maimonides, wrote a very, very long, comprehensive books of Jewish law. It's many books, it's not even just one. One of them, though, is the laws of repentance, Hilchot Tshuvot. And it's a common theme or occurrence before the high holidays to study these laws and to try and take them into our hearts. So for the next 10 weeks, starting every Tuesday for the next 10 weeks leading up to Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to post on our website a short video summarizing one of these chapters, one chapter for each week, with a question and a challenge to each of us. I hope that you will log on, watch a video, and then please comment. Let us know, what are your challenges? Answer the question, what is it that is your personal journey for repentance? What are you going to do to make the sins that we have all done, to make our weakness the chance to make a better world, the chance to make the ra, the evil in the world, produce more shlemut, more peace, more wholeness, more completeness. That'll say Shabbat Shalom.